This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Tempe. This week's challenge, see Captain Marvel.
But I gotta eat, I guess. I gotta do the Max and the Alex.
Hey!
It's gonna be great. Hello!
So this is going to be... Hello, Alex.
Mm. We're starting right on time. Nice and crisp.
Ah, time change. Who knows?
Hello.
Are we 20 minutes early or 40 minutes late?
It's fine. Daylight's something.
Is she okay in your mix? Do you want her louder?
Oh, I don't care.
Always make the woman louder as I suck on my nuts. Ow.
What?
Boy,
let's
see.
Like
Creed
a PC.
Oh, now, I can really hear those nut sounds.
Is that better?
Well,
it's all fine. It can't get any better or worse.
Okay, so I'm going to start. I got call recorder going. Okay, so I've started.
However the show sounds is the way.
Oh, my God. These headphones are insane. I can hear all the crispiness.
Guys, before we get started on this podcast.
This is a test. This is not the show.
Oh, no. This is the show. This is the show.
No, everybody stop. I want to send you the files and make sure they sound good.
Oh, all right. I guess.
All right. So let's do that right now. Okay, right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Stopping.
Yes.
Bye. Call back in a second. Are you sucking nuts?
Still sucking. This is definitely the first time we're talking, and I'm not including anything before in the edit.
God, you're so bad at this.
How am I bad at this? I'm enjoying some nuts.
Oh my God. All right, fine. We're going to do this. I'm going to move Domino. I'm going to get my nuts. All right. You like that? Here we go.
Uh huh.
You like that?
Where's your little nut tripod?
I
hang it over there if you want to use it.
Merlin's built a little nut trough for himself, so when he's recording, he can get the nuts into his mouth as a conveyance device. Listen, I know we've got a lot of bits, and we're excited to come together, but I just want to say, before we go, I do have an apology to make. I just want to say...
Okay. Oh, God, I'm so nervous. I don't know.
Nothing. Just had to get rid of my nuts.
What's happening?
Anyway, how's our levels? Are our levels okay?
I have an apology. Let me just get this.
Are we too loud? Are we too loud, Alex?
Oh, no. No man ever in the world has ever been too loud, ever.
Can I just have a moment?
Yeah, by all means.
I'm sorry. Continue.
I just want to say that, number one, I did not fuck my cat. Okay, I regret any comments
what?
I made about fucking my
what?
Cat. It didn't happen. If there's one thing that
why does the fur look like stalagmites?
I want everyone to put one thing on their note card about me, which is all right. Not fuck cat.
All right, here we go.
Did not fuck cat. What has been happening in that studio or office or wherever? What is?
Is there anything that you did that might have made it look like you were fucking the cat?
Well, Merlin, I regret that I made jokes to the effect that I fucked my cat.
Okay,
but you know, I'm sorry that you were offended by that.
Oh my God.
Okay, I wrote it down.
Thank you.
You didn't see that, Alex?
No.
Oh man, a man said he didn't fuck his cat. Boy, I still got some nuts in here.
Okay, good. I also think that the captain would not fuck Max. Standards way higher than that. This is not a reflection on Max. I don't think this cat is way too good for anybody. No. Maybe Rachel Maddow.
Well, I'm here in a beautiful sunny San Francisco.
Here at the foot of Coit Tower at my private office in San Francisco. Is it like walking into my brain while you're half asleep?
I was going to say, I have a couple of observations, but I'm here in Merlin's podcasting studio, educational space, classroom, where people study the art of podcasting.
Yeah.
Under the tutelage of Sensei Man.
Hello.
And a lot has changed here since the last time I was here. It's very different.
How's that?
Well, the bottles are gone.
You know, that's the 2-year anniversary of the bottles, I think. If memory serves, it was March when we enjoyed kombucha. Enjoy.
The last time I was here, there was a great number of kombucha bottles and LaCroix cans, and that's all gone. And in general, it's very clean and organized.
Thank you.
I feel like you really did a deep dig on this place, and it's all put together, and it looks very nice and professional.
Yeah, I broke my record for junk boy pickup.
Nice.
It was well into the 3 figures.
Well, Merlin, I've always said you got to get a contractor bag.
26 contractor bags. Anyway, what? What? 20? What?
Ooh, look at you. Who?
If I can describe the office, it won't be the interior in a way where no one could find it.
Oh my God.
And murder Merlin and wear his skin as a suit.
Big fan. Big fan. You're sweet to notice.
It's a very long office. It's kind of a hallway like studio here. Merlin's got his desk,
which I stole from a cafeteria at my college in 1988. Still says Hamilton Center.
Weird flex, but okay.
And it's really great. You've got there. Now, what is this screen? So you've got your iMac, and then there's a screen to the left there. What is that?
Oh, that's a Amazon Show 2. Over there's an Amazon Show 1 if you need to utilize that.
What's this one?
That's an Amazon Echo.
Okay. Yes.
And then you've got the Google.
Yes.
No Siri ball?
Here? No. It's useless. It's useless.
Oh my God. Yeah. As you would say, shut your whore mouth. No, 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 no. It is my favorite smart home device. And
The sound quality is so good, you guys. It's really good. I think you've had too many nuts. You're full of beans today.
I'm Merlin Mann. Well, I've been up since 5 a.m. Why you say? Oh, we're prepping for the Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo here in the lovely Windy City. And everybody should come to this lovely, lovely event if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Wow, you segued that hard.
Yeah. Damn, Alex.
Oh, no, it's happening. It's happening right now. It's basically a Comic-Con type thing.
What had to happen at 5 in the morning?
I had to do all of my, like, morning chores because we got a van at 9 a.m. No, I needed to
Were you working on your puzzle?
You had to do your ablutions and your...
Honestly, the plan was to get up early and watch the Alex Gibney documentary about Elizabeth Holmes, but then, I need my reading time.
It's okay. It's okay. The podcast was better.
Oh, don't tell me that. I know. There's nothing that's going to be better than an 8-hour deep dive into a possible sociopath. And, you know, I want to hear the voice, Merlin.
I know. Okay, here's my demo. You got to have the HomePod. It's the only way to have music that sounds good. What are you going to do?
No.
Hang on. I got a demo coming. Let's get the demo. All right. So you tell me what you think.
That does sound good.
Yeah. Amazon Show 2. Sounds pretty good. Oh, also, did I mention it knows what I say? It heard the thing that I said.
You know what? Not everyone's voices are alike. Sometimes you have a weird... Is it Elizabeth?
Thank you.
Don't be voice normative.
Plastic straws is ableist.
Whoa! Okay, all right. So, you guys want to start the show?
Robot, I think we've discussed on the podcast before. Are you familiar with this, Alex? It seems like it's kind of up your alley.
Ass. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Please, what is that robot?
What do you mean?
Describe Jibo. Sorry, we have to hail her correctly. Alex Bot, describe Jibo. Unfortunately, we're not in follow-up mode. I can find you directions to Jiro.
Jibo.
Jiro dreams of.
Alex, the name for vlogging.
Command F.
Okay. I got this. Jibo was one of the first voice hailing robots. However, was not like backed by any sort of VC, and it's shutting down, and it's a bummer. If you want to hear more about Jibo, I don't know what it's called, you can go to roboism.fm, which is my podcast with Savannah Million. Oh,
wow.
You want to hear maybe it live? Guess what? At 11:30 a.m. this Friday, March 22nd, there is going to be a live show at the Chicago Comics and Entertainment Expo.
Wow.
And you pay $30, sure. Sure, but you don't get access to just our live show. It's access to live shows for the whole day, including Cards Against Humanity Live at night, featuring Max Temkin.
Alex, who do you imagine? I mean, I'm happy that we're doing a good job with C2G, but who do you imagine is, like, listening to the podcast and they're hearing it today, and they're like, oh, and they live in Chicago, and they love podcasts, and they're like, oh, I'll just pop into C2E2 and buy a badge. And come. Like, you're just doing an ad for Matt.
Mm.
It's just Matt. But Matt, I'll see you there, buddy.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. The real talk, the theater is always packed. It's crazy. I don't have the confidence that my small podcast at 11:30 a.m., the exact time that the show opens, is going to be too full. So please come.
Well, listen, fucking get a ticket. I know you're hearing this the day of, but...
No, the day before,
Okay. It happens Friday?
It happens Friday. Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
So I know it's tomorrow, but book a ticket to Chicago and get a pass to C2E2 and come and see Alex's podcast or you're canceled.
Yeah, Fly United.
Yep.
Jibo is the first social robot for the home who looks, listens, and learns. Artificially intelligent, authentically charming.
So it's a little chumby.
It's a little chumby. It's got a little Eve. Mm-hmm. It's a little Eve.
It's very attractive.
And what does it do? It plays music and dances and stuff?
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, honestly, I do not remember. It got a few updates. I remember I had a prototype years and years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember.
They're closing down? No more Jibo?
Yeah, so what was that? Can you play that? I think, was it a video clip in that tweet or just read?
Oh,
read it?
Hell yeah, we can. All right, this is a tweet by, thank you, Dylan Martin. This is the video of his Jibo saying goodbye.
Well, it's not great news. The servers out there that let me do what I do are going to be turned off soon. Once that happens, our interactions with each other are going to be limited. You can learn more at jibo.com and by tapping the What's New button in my menu. I want to say I've really enjoyed our time together. Thank you very, very much for having me around. Maybe someday, when robots are way more advanced than today, and everyone has them in their homes, you can tell yours that I said hello. I wonder if they'll be able to do this.
Oh, that! Oh, it's doing a goodbye dance. Oh,
Jesus! It's telling you that it's gonna die and then it's dancing for you.
God.
Please enjoy this final playful jig. I was told to say I enjoyed this.
God.
What's new? Click on what's new. Mm. Oh boy.
Poor thing. Poor thing.
Jibo's death will be painless.
You would not have died in vain. Does he understand what dying in vain means? I don't think he knows what it means to die in vain. You would not have died when you were destroyed by the farming equipment. I'm here to tell you in a huge way. You will not have died in vain. It's going to be spectacular, tremendous, truly some of the great men, the first responders who dragged what was left of your torso out from under the tilling machine are truly some of the great Americans. Truly, many people are saying that you will not have died in vain.
We got a lot of children's artwork on the wall.
Yes! She has not gotten that much better. But, so this is the office. I got, you know what, did I tell you I got a Captain Marvel toy?
Wait, let me see.
Oh, no.
It's over there. It's got a goose. She's playing with her goose. Oh. You can see her over there. See, she's got a goose.
What a creative name.
There's a lot of comics books toys in the office.
Well, I put most of them away. Syracuse encouraged me to put them away.
This one.
Because it would thought of it. That's Domino! She's my spirit hero. She's
good save. Good
nuts.
Save.
She's my. Yeah. She's lucky. You don't want to know. You don't care. You don't care. Don't feign interest. She has good luck. She has luck. She can manipulate probability.
Okay.
And which is what I'm seeking to do. You know what I'm saying? Two right here.
Oh boy.
How's it feel to be not in the studio, Alex?
Honestly,
is it weird when you didn't see me spit up my nuts? Is that weird?
No. Or wait, are you asking Max or are you asking me?
What's right, happening? What's, exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Did you order the AirPods?
No comment.
Wait, you can order them?
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh no.
It's already nine days. Yeah.
What do they do? What's better about them?
Oh shit, dog! Are you crapping me negative?
However, because I was up so early. Yeah, mine are coming on Monday or Wednesday. I don't know.
Mine says 27th to 29th, and I thought I was a fast boy.
What do they do? Why do I want them?
You
want
to take this one?
Oh gosh, go ahead. They have finally the hands-free Siri stuff, so you can hail them without jabbing your ear,
without touching it. You say, "Hey, dingus," and it hears that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a new chip.
I don't like tapping my ear. It's very loud.
Wait, it has a new chip? Hmm.
Oh, the new chip is everything. This, I'm here for this. The new
it's got the L7.
Well, the new chip amongst other things. You get more, you get an extra hour, basically according to the Steve Jobs number, it hugely increases the battery time with this new chip. It's got the same thing, it's got wireless charging. So you can put on your key charger. And
key
like Key and Peele, right?
Twilight Zone. Right.
What do you say, Kwai? You say Kwai? So what do you say?
Chi!
I want the AirPods with wireless charging case.
No. Well, unless you want to keep your old disgusting ones.
No. Just get the new ones.
Okay, no. What do I want?
You want the one that's $200. My daughter shamed me as recently as this morning about how gross mine are.
$200, AirPods with wireless charging case.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Yes. You can also get a new case for your old ones if you're a monster.
No.
Yeah.
Do you produce a lot of wax? Do you make a lot of cerumen, Alex?
I don't, I guess I do, but I do the what every doctor has told me not to do. Yeah. I clean them very thoroughly every day.
You really get in there.
I really get in there. But I shared them with Matchy for a while, and wow, no, that is one thing you do not want to share with your significant other.
Oh, no, they learn so much.
It was a nasty situation. So then I tried to wash them, and then they were destroyed. So I'm happy that new ones are on the way.
Yay.
I had a run-in yesterday with, I was in, I'm here for the Game Developers Conference, otherwise known as GDC. But even though you come for GDC, but if you're cool, all you do is hang out in the Yerba Buena Park and you just like lounge around in the grass and talk to people. And I had a run-in with a very important big game company CEO, and he wanted to show me a video of something on his phone. And he's an important guy, and he was in a hurry, and he was like, "Let me show you this." And he takes out his AirPods out of his case.
Oh,
and them
no,
to
no, and were, no, no! You,
they were caked in earwax. I mean, I was.
I have so many problems with this.
If it was a movie, it would have zoomed right in like a Quentin Tarantino, right into those earpods, and they were nasty. And he was like, "Here, pop these in. Watch the video."
Were they discolored?
And I was like,
"No."
Oh like, no!
Where were they? And I was like, they looked like they'd been smoking. And I was like, why don't you send me the YouTube link and I'll watch it later. I'm like, I got a minute.
I'm a visual learner.
Oh, no.
And so I was like, And I had a friend with me, so I was like, you know what? You take the left one, I'll take the right one. And that way, if I like get an ear infection and lose my hearing, it's only one ear.
It's just one. Good. You know what? Good tactic. Good.
And I just popped it in there, and it went in like a. It was like a.
Oh,
it was like
no.
If you've ever buttered a turkey and you have to get it under the skin.
Yeah.
And it could, and your hand gets all sort of slides right in. It's a very upsetting feeling.
Oh god, that was your ear. Yeah. Your ear was the turkey.
Right. Oh my god,
it's seasoned. It's like it's developed like a cerumen patina. What was I going to say about cerumen? Yeah, you got to be careful with that. I'm glad you're getting in there.
You know, you're not supposed to put the Q-tips in your ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get into an itch-scratch cycle.
I've been in that cycle.
I've been in the itch-scratch.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot like the
we're going in the same cycle. Good.
Who's the?
The comics.
Oh, that's science. That's science. You're drying out your lips. You're sucking all the moisture out of your mouth.
Just sucking it all out.
Yep. Oh, those nuts. These are good nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird. Max is in my office. He's the fourth person that's ever been in my office.
I've been here before.
I know. You've been here. Roderick's been here. Dickerson has been here. My family's been here, and that's it.
That's it?
I think that's most... Well, my landlord, but I don't think he counts.
No.
He's in-band signaling, yeah.
That's an elite squadron.
Yeah. You ever show the pictures of Dickerson? He's very handsome.
Oh my gosh.
No, I would love to see a dick pic.
Dip chicken. How you doing, Alex? Everything good there?
Oh, it's great. I'm sucking on the nuts. I've got
watching the sun bake.
Oh boy.
Happened. So I fly enough now that I have a status with United, And the secret to getting mm-hmm. status, someone explained this to me too late in my life. I wish someone had told me this. But the secret to getting status is you have to commit to an airline and always fly that one airline.
Yes. That's the advice that I've heard.
And mm-hmm. so I picked United, which is not a good airline, but it is the airline at O'Hare. So that's
my aren't they? They're like based. They're based in Chicago, right?
O'Hare is the hub for United. So that's my pick. Mm-hmm. I'd start mm-hmm. with it.
Max made a grave mistake. Well, no.
It makes sense because that's going to be what you fly the most.
On almost every metric, they're one of the worst airlines. Like they lose the most. Their safety record is excellent, but they mm-hmm. lose the most bags. They have the most late and delayed flights. Like the least customer satisfaction. The Wi-Fi never fucking works on the flight. Like it.
Never.
There's lots of problems.
It's like flying on a bus. I mean, like it's up there with like a U.S. Now I think U.S. Air is now part of United, maybe. But like it's basically like I've been on first class in U.S. Air, and it's like being on a bus. There's like gum on the seat and shit. You want a cocktail before we take off? Well, fuck you. Have some gum.
The one time I flew first class, it was so obvious that I didn't know what to
were
do
you giddy?
When I wasn't there. No, not at all. I wanted to die because they kept bringing me things.
They handed you the hot towel and you're like, what do I do?
She took off her shirt and started swapping. Scrub-a-dub.
Like, I got out... They just brought me a drink without asking, and then I didn't know what to do, so I held out my card, and they looked at me like I was handing them a used condom or something. Like, it was so upset. I didn't know what to do.
You sound like my grandmother in the late stages of Alzheimer's. She would just do the oddest things.
Why am I laughing? That's so sad.
I would love to travel with you. One time at Outback Steakhouse, they were taking her plate away. They said, are you done? And she panicked. And did a Raju's cup as a shot. So no, Grandma, they could bring you more. You gotta love the juice.
Okay, so I have the status on United, and I occasionally get upgraded to first class. I got the nice first class upgrade on the way here.
Wow.
And they had some sort of problem with the flight where, like, they, I don't know, they couldn't board. We were delayed. They were fixing something on the plane. Everyone had to get off the plane, get back out of line. And we were waiting for like an hour and a half. And all the first class people, they stayed in line. Like, they were in line to be the first person on the plane. Dude, what is that? Why would you, like, the whole point of being in first class is you breeze onto the plane whenever you want.
Yeah, I think about that, like, when I buy movie tickets where it's reserved and I'm still like, I've got to get there, get an early ticket. What you're describing, though, is, now we're doing comedy bits. But, like, the whole fucking thing of, like, no, they have not called your area yet. You are not a line. There is no line. And then they try to make the AirSats line, especially the first class people. Like, what are you in line? There's no line yet, and you get your own. They already have a chair ready for you. Don't worry.
You have a chair, and you're getting your bag on the floor. First class has its own overhead compartment. Like, my goal in life is always to be the last person on the airplane. Like, I would like that mm-hmm. the door to be
yep,
half.
Same.
I want to get on every airplane like I'm in the third act of a romantic comedy, where they're closing the door and I sidle in sideways through the little opening.
You're that guy who ruins, like, you ever get the thing where, like, you're in window, somebody else is in aisle, and you look at each other, and you're like, you don't say it. You look at each other. You look at each other, and you go like, like this, and you're like, you can't say anything, because if you say it, you know what's going to happen. That's Max. Max gets on, hey, look at me! I'm Johnny Middle Seat!
It's because the middle seat
I brought a pizza pie!
It's because the middle seat guy, he couldn't get through the door. They had to board him on with a special mobility crown.
Oh, no. He was late because he got a massage.
Yeah.
Nope.
He's drooling into the donut. He fell asleep.
Do you have a very long straw I can use? Hey, let's start the show. Oh, it's a little silly here. I should open a window.
Yeah. This is you're getting exhausted Red Bull, Alex, as we get into convention season, and have been having fun with me. And
really?
Did you guys see the carbon dioxide story?
No.
What?
This was going around Twitter last week. So apparently there was a study that showed that if you're in a meeting, in a conference room,
I did see this.
For like, an hour.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of people. If there's a lot of people.
A handful of people in there, the carbon dioxide levels build up in that conference room so much that it impairs your brain function.
Oh, my God. I totally believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, here, okay, here's another thing. I haven't really thought this through, but have you guys ever been on a long international flight, and in the, towards the end of the flight, you get real loopy? Like, you just, like, can't, like, I can't concentrate on anything. Like, I will sometimes just, like, listen to, like, the worst music and just stare at the seat in front of me because that's all my brain can do.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that sometimes on cross-country flights, let alone going to fucking England. Yes.
Do they have CO2 scrubbers on those planes?
I don't know, because, like, do you think there's a chance they pump in extra oxygen to make you happy? Isn't that more part of the, Alex, you know about this. Is that why people cry when they watch movies? Because there's extra oxygen?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Why do people watch romantic? There's a thing, there's a phenomenon where you watch romantic comedies and cry.
Slate, cry, planes. I think it's mostly because of, like, the vulnerable... I'll put it in show notes.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Atlantic. But it's like, this is, you feel, for a lot of people on planes, that's the most vulnerable they feel, mm-hmm. whether it's rational or not. Like, eh.
No, it's totally, I mean, like, I have actually thought about this a lot. When you travel, if you really think about it, think about from the moment you leave your house, just the one way, till you arrive at your destination, every single aspect of what you do is dependent on the competence and kindness of other people. Mm-hmm. Whether, like, you hope you get a Lyft driver who's not going to yell at you and, like, try to sell you a CD. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, you hope, like, the all the way through the bag person, through the TSA, you're constantly at somebody else's mercy. Mm-hmm. And you hope that they have the competence and decency to be a good person. Totally vulnerable, 100%.
Have you ever cried on a plane?
Yes.
Interesting. Was it a certain, like, movie, or was it a type of media that you were listening to? Or was it just a sadness?
Well, you know, for me, I have a very wistful feeling. I used to have a very sweet and wistful feeling about travel. Because when did I used to travel? Like, as a kid, I would travel, like, when my dad was sick to go visit my grandparents. Or, like, when I got a new job. And, like, for me, a lot of times, I wasn't, like, a wealthy person. It either meant something exciting was about to happen, or I was in the midst of a transition. And I think that got encoded. Like, I sort of imprinted on that emotional idea. It's not very funny, but, like, I think it's true. And now I associate that with, like, excitement and new things. That's what travel is, right? But, like, no, like, I think about like, oh my God, what I'm leaving behind, bah, because, you know, I am, as you know, the lead in my own HBO drama, you know? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's always two things.
Everyone in San Francisco thinks that they are the lead in a yet to be made HBO show about their life. It's a critical way to understand everything that happens in this city.
The camera's just off frame behind them.
Everything they do is... I've believed this since before Instagram, but, like, since Instagram, holy shit.
What is your... I often actually...
Ask me what is my. I'll tell you what is my. I have so many what is my. You're going to ask me why I'm so hard on Instagram, aren't you?
Wait a minute. Just before we move on...
God damn it.
I know someone listening to this podcast is a commercial pilot or designs airplanes or does something involving airplanes.
Please, just intuitively, you know that.
Please reach out or go on our Discord or something and explain to me what the issue is with the oxygen. Is there too much... Do they add more oxygen? Is there not enough oxygen? Is it just the right amount? And if so...
Why does Max get silly at the end of a long flight? Why, when he flies to, if he's going to Israel or something, why is he so confused and staring at a wall when he lands?
Please tell me what's going on with the oxygen and the CO2 on the airplanes. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they have CO2 scrubbers. I think everyone's getting loopy.
CO2 scrubber. We should open a window.
There's no way in hell that Gray's listening, but I bet he knows this based on his research from the last video. And it was probably too scary for him to put it in. No.
I thought of him this morning. I got a hot stopper this morning and thought of him.
Is that the dragon?
Dragon.
Yep.
From his death period.
I loved the death period. I loved
Did you watch the whole 24 Hours of Death?
I mean, I didn't watch. I had it on in the background, yeah, but...
So that's a no. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was a fun little experiment. I don't know.
Carbon dioxide scrubber is a piece of equipment that absorbs carbon dioxide. It's used to treat... I want this! It's used to treat exhaust... Oh, my God. You guys, I was going to have a challenge where we buy an autoclave. I might change it to carbon dioxide scrubber.
CO2 scrubbers are very complicated. I actually know.
It's only $1,000.
I know a lot. Or you could open a window. Either way.
That seems a little complicated.
You know, I know a lot about this because I know, so, like, when you're in space, when you're in, like, a spacecraft, CO2 scrubbers are life and death. You have to get the CO2 out of the air. And something really interesting that I learned the other day is it's, like, among the many issues of space travel, there are lots of things that you can't eat or drink because we have no, see, we don't have the technology to take them out of the air once you, like, excrete them.
Say more about that.
So, like, if you have alcohol.
Because it's flammable. And you breathe flame stuff.
And you, like, there's no way to take that out of the air. It's just there forever.
Huh. Wow. Yeah. They don't have mini scrubbers on Amazon. Here's one that looks like a butt plug.
Mm-hmm. It's an autoclave.
Oh, that's the thing that your lady friend would know this. Dr. Lady Friend would know about that's what you use to, like, okay, like here. These things that I use. Max is looking at his phone, believe it or not. Oh. These things that I use to pick my teeth. Max?
I'm here.
These things that I use to pick my teeth.
Wow, that is a pro-ass kit. That's way more professional than I have.
Comes with a mirror.
Oh.
Yeah, I can hear it. See, hanging back here. But the one I really like Mr. Scrapey and Mr. Pointy. So you put that in an autoclave. You get like, what would Dr. Ladyfriend say? 500 degrees probably? More? Alex, how hot is an autoclave?
I don't know, but it's my heart. I truly don't know.
Alexa, how hot is an autoclave?
Let me see.
Alexa.
This Wikipedia article is very upsetting. Oh.
Mm. Alexa, obey me. Okay, Google, how hot is an autoclave? Gotcha, bitch. Merlin disabled his Alexa, so I couldn't do this.
I knew better.
Okay, Google, stop. Okay, Google, how hot is an autoclave?
249 degrees Fahrenheit. According to Wikipedia, many autoclaves are used to sterilize equipment and supplies by subjecting them to pressurized...
Did you hear?
Alexa, how hot is an autoclave?
249 degrees.
How hot is an autoclave?
Hey Siri, how hot is an autoclave?
Oh, I can't get the answer to that on Apple Watch.
Oh boy.
Classic episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They have books about carbon dioxide and a butt plug.
Oh, wait a minute. Is your Alexa on? Is it back on?
That one's on the...
Alexa, set master to relax.
That's my home.
Oh, that's your home?
That's okay.
I heard about it on the popular podcast Roderick on the Line.
Hey, Google, going home.
This is so cool. The lights go. There goes some more lights.
Six lights off.
Oh,
and here's the money shot.
Got it. Turning on my dehumidifier.
Yeah!
That's so cool. And there's some sort of motion sensor in here, and then Merlin waves his hand, and all the lights pop back on, the dehumidifier comes on. It's awesome.
$20 bill rises out of my hand.
It's very cool. Does it know when you leave? Do you always remember to say?
So it has a proximity dingus that knows if I go outside the ring. Turn everything off and turn on the dehumidifier.
That's awesome.
There is a usefulness to this.
So let's say here's one. I would like when I'm coming down the... My studio at home is in my basement.
Right? Yes.
When I'm coming down the stairs, I would love for it to turn all the lights on so I don't have to turn... You know, it's just on.
Are you mostly HomeKit?
I'm a HomeKit household. But in the basement, I actually do have an Alexa.
I would get... I like these Belkin things, but I think they might have stopped making them. You could get an Eve motion detector. That I think you can use. HomeKit is such... Alex, get my back on this. HomeKit's kind of bullshit for doing actual recipes for stuff.
I disagree.
It works.
On HomeKit?
It's okay to not like things. For my household, for my household, it's great.
Wow, that's a little bit of a slapdown on Daddy trying to be helpful. Daddy's being helpful. Daddy's trying to help.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We have the thing that unlocked home automation for me was the Lutron light switches.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for me, the bulb.
We got one of those for our bathroom and one for our dining room. And then we've got Hue switches for all the other rooms.
Yeah, the smart bulbs to me are I understand why that's the entry level thing for people, but I think it's the wrong. I think it's not the end point. Like the end point you should aspire to is smart light switches. And smart outlets in your house. That really gives you the power.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. But, you know, sometimes... Now, you take Alex. Alex is not even technically allowed to use her house. The landlord has a codicil in her lease that she's not even technically supposed to be there.
Oh, Kara Fagan's in the studio. Why are you in the studio, Kara Fagan?
This was a trap.
Well, it wasn't a trap. Here's the device you need.
I forgot to put on deodorant this morning, so Alex is letting me borrow some deodorant.
All right, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Kara, stay for a second.
Kara, hold on, stay.
I have a topic for Kara.
Oh, okay, what is that?
Just while she's here. For first of all, do you just have deodorant on your person all the time?
Yes, I have all of my... I have a little pouch with all of the... I'm sorry, Kara's putting out...
She's doing it in front of you?
Yeah, that was upsetting. HR issue. But yes, I have... Okay, we got deodorant in here. I've got some unspeakable feminine products.
What's deodorant? It's not like an AirPod.
I've got some face... travel face towelettes. I've got some cover-up.
Travel face towelettes.
Got some Claritin D. Got some of those little Purell wipes and chapstick. Yeah.
I don't think men can do this. If I came in here and I was like, Merlin, can I bum a deodorant off you? That'd be weird.
I'd let you take a hit off it, sure.
Yeah.
Just
uh-huh.
one side.
Uh-huh.
Pick the bad one.
Listen, I know we're going to get into it in a minute because our challenge this week was to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But Kara, you had a very funny tweet about that.
No, Kara is gone. She has work. She had to leave.
Wow.
I specifically told her to stay.
Wow. You should dock her pay or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't have the power to do that. Otherwise, I would all the time when she doesn't give me a ride home. It's very upsetting.
Mm. How are you doing? You doing good, Alex?
Oh, I'm doing great.
You sound like you're kind of full of beans. You feel like you got up too early and then caffeinated hard. Is that the kind of recipe for a real Alex kind of day, right?
Oh, for sure. But I did. I got six hours and 30 minutes of sleep, and it was all restful.
That's pretty good for you, right?
It is. However, for the first time in a very long time, my heart rate went up 1%.
My heart rate is. Oh no, I hate that. You had a.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you had a reversal of fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my wellness wake time was not good.
Yeah.
My heart's a mess.
The night before the trip, I was lying in bed. You know when you're trying to sleep? I packed, and I was like all ready for the trip, and then you're like lying in bed.
Yep.
What do you think about? You go, what's going to go wrong on this trip? What did I forget to pack? What's going to happen when I get
in the
there?
Business, we call that catastrophizing.
I was catastrophizing. Mm-hmm. I was having a very pleasant night. This will
be better if I think about it harder.
Three things that I absolutely could not forget that I had not packed yet. So I was like, I have to remember to put my Apple Watch on in the morning. I have to remember to bring my Apple Watch. I have to remember to put my big battery in my backpack so I don't forget my big battery. And I have to remember the game prototype of the new game I'm working on. And I was like, I'm not going to write them down because they're so important that I won't forget them. Like, I can't forget them.
Oh, God. This is a recipe for disaster.
I got on the plane, and the minute I sat down on the plane, I was like, I forgot the prototype, I broke my battery, I didn't bring my Apple Watch.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's a fucking checklist.
I'm looking at mine right here.
I was like, if I wake up and write down these things or go get them right now, mm-hmm. I'll never get to sleep.
Oh my God! No,
I don't think that's how it works.
Beforehand.
That's not how lists do.
I was like, I have to keep it in my brain, tumbling around like the dryer in here.
Yeah, I've got a whole breakdown that includes stuff I do the week before I leave, stuff that I do on the day that I leave.
I'm coming over, Merlin. I'm going mobile.
I was born in the text file.
What's up, Quinn? Now I'm on Merlin's mic. Like that.
Let's get a task paper.
What
and
is this?
We
what
open...
am I looking at?
This is NV Alt.
This is your class, Merlin.
Uh huh. This is where I teach. Where my children play with their toys.
Oh, I thought you liked drafts.
Hooah!
Kids money only. Here we go.
So you can go in and see week before you leave. You order from Amazon. You mm-hmm. warn the bank that you're traveling. You do mm-hmm. all this stuff. Scope out the room service, steak, and pool situation. You got to schedule the cat people. Check into the flight. One I've added recently is a find cat. That's the very last thing. Find cat. Make sure she's not in something.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you do all this and then packing. You got all the packing.
Okay, I don't know what this. I mean, it's a bullet pointed list, but what is this? Like, what is it?
Oh,
this
God.
Is this this. Well, I need to update this, but this is my thing that I clone to have a new list every time that I travel.
So you're going from NV Alt and you export.
Now
it.
I'm going to open it in task paper. Where it'll be easier to mm-hmm, figure mm-hmm. out. So you can collapse sections. Say, okay, I'm done with before I leave.
What is this?
Task paper.
Task paper.
It's all a text file.
Can you share? Is this collaborative or it's just your file?
I mean, it could be Dropbox. Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah, I wish there was a better test. Do you have a task paper? Do you have a task paper on iOS that you like, Alex?
No, I honestly just... The main thing I use task paper for is writing things out in OmniFocus and then throwing it to OmniFocus.
That's
so I use in drafts you can convert it to text paper or dot whatever or not text paper task paper.
I still do it in Elements.
Alex, you can go from task paper into OmniFocus.
Yeah.
It's just a file format, just a markdown-ish file format. But then I got my daily, my today.task paper, and this is where I keep track of stuff that's happening in generally my projects, stuff I'm doing with the office, stuff I'm waiting on a poster, I'm waiting on my Bim Bam thing, I'm waiting on my AirPods. And then, I do it all from here. My day-to-day for what needs to happen in the next 2 weeks, OmniFocus. What needs to happen in the next 2 days, task paper. It needs to be all the things in the action area have to be completed in the next 2 days.
If you have a free hour and you're like, I don't know what to do in this hour. What do I do now?
Masturbate. Or self-care.
Self-care.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this list is good for that.
You open up task paper to know what to do next.
I could, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, this is, okay, Max, this is what you want to do. Any task that is like, something that your brain just can't, it's like, okay, I need to do something to feel productive, tag it in OmniFocus as low energy. I have low, medium, and high energy.
Oh, you're doing that thing? That's your context thing?
I have tags for energy levels. It's awesome.
Okay, but here's part two.
Can I give you a power hack? This is one of Max's OmniFocus power hacks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a tag for things I can do in a meeting. So like...
Oh! Bravo.
Sounds like a really productive.
Yeah.
Hey, it's me, Gerald. If you ever have sexual intercourse, make sure to do some reading. It's me, Gerald.
I am in a lot of
Oh, boy.
Hey, don't focus your attention on anything. That's a real mind drain, Gerald.
And my brain is just disintegrating in a cloud of CO2, and I don't strictly need to do anything or be there or pay attention.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
Look at that, it's the little Alex.
No, so I do something slightly similar, honestly, where a lot of tasks I just tag today because they are not urgent tasks. It's kind of like your puttering thing, Merlin. Like I have a perspective that is things that don't have a due date, but they are tagged with today. They're tagged with low and medium energy. So if it's like I'm waiting on a delivery or like something like that, it's just nice to like just punch those out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I think everybody needs a way to like have the, I don't say spackle, but like the kind of like near term, I just don't want to think about my life. I just want to think about getting this the way it needs to be.
Someone wrote, I wish I remembered where this is from.
Yeah.
Someone wrote a really nice blog post of some different views you can make in OmniFocus.
Mm.
And so one of the views is called like available. It's like basically everything that's available across all your projects. What you can do with that is you can do a morning review and you look at all the things you could do today. And then you go through and you flag like three of them. And you're like, these are the three things I will do today. And then you can go to your flags and your flags are like, that's what needs to happen.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. But I do it the night before because planning your day in the morning just does not compute with my brain.
Well, yeah, you're busy. You got to figure that stuff out before the day starts. That makes a lot of sense.
I don't know if you're being sarcastic. I'm not busy. I'm just tired.
Don't you?
In the morning.
Don't you?
No, it's like the Zen master says. If you only have 5 minutes to meditate, you need 45 minutes to do an
Ami. I didn't have time to write a short meditation.
Yeah.
This, what's his name? Matt Gemmel has a really interesting test.task paper that I'll send you guys. And if you open it in the task paper app, it'll show you the stuff you didn't know you could do. If you wanted to do all the crazy stuff.
I keep using task paper. You keep doing sort of repeating lists in task paper.
No.
You need to do over and over.
That's OmniFocus for me.
Mm-hmm. But how? Michael, like, so I have one that's my month. Oh, okay, packing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're packing this.
Uh-huh.
You do it, you check everything off, and then it goes away, right?
Yes, you could say.
Bring it back in OmniFocus.
Set the repeating date or defer date to the project itself. And then click it off as when this is done.
I mean, you travel erratically, not on a repeating schedule.
Yeah, I would use a text list for a packing list. I would not use OmniFocus for that.
You don't save that in task paper?
No, but like here's me in like my chores around the house. And so I will have stuff like recycling, take out the recycling. And I use emojicons. And I say, in that case, repeat that every 30 hours after completion.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, you're in grid view. This is old school OmniFocus.
Is it? Grid view. I think it's recent. Grid view. I'm in the 3.2.1.
Isn't that the retro one? Or
oh, I retro? Like. Well, I like being able to escape out. I do a lot of old school. No, but I do a ton of this stuff. So I got like this dumb stuff. Bring up paper towels every 12 days. In this case, I got to remember to bring more seltzer to the office. But I'll do stuff like that. I'll do. And then the key also, unless you can get past this mindfuck, you will set. You probably have times set for start and like, so for example, my new tasks start at like 9. New tasks are due at like 1:50 because you set those times. Make sure you make it erratic, because if you get 15 things at 1:50, you're going to ignore them. So set the repeating chores at crazy ass times and crazy ass repeating, and that way it breaks your brain.
This is more of a life advice request than a tech support request, but so what I have all of my household things on recurring tasks. It's actually amazing.
It's like, powerful.
It reminds me to do everything, but there is a piece of it where once I'm like comfortable putting it out of my brain and being, now it's an OmniFocus, I'm also comfortable being like, I'll do it tomorrow. OmniFocus will remember.
Yep.
How do you get out of that? Because then you're right, it does pile up and it becomes overwhelming because you have all of your.
I have a thought on that. Tell us your thought on that, Alex.
Oh, go to a therapist. No, but really,
put that on the list. I say in iOS.
I'll make a task paper to-do list.
In iOS, slide from right to left and say defer to tomorrow, or complete it if you know you're not going to do it.
There are days when like Max has a very fluid schedule. You know, he's not. I know. That's tried phrasing. To make a joke, but then I put it. I moved on.
My schedule is very fluid. I travel frequently. I bring face wipes.
What's wrong with face
travel
wipes?
Face
I have
wipes.
Very oily skin.
How often do you need to clean your face?
Oh no, honest to God, at minimum every 8 hours, but usually at conventions like every 3 hours or so, because you get sweaty and you just gotta move. I don't know.
I have one deodorant that's tied to my iCloud account, and another one that is a guest account.
Oh my God, I'm.
And then there's the family deodorant.
It's got two-factor deodorant.
It's like, it's related to your, it's on the same subnetwork as your family cloth.
Oh yeah, you got to get a subnet if you're doing IPv6. You're going to want a way to be able to access that through the deodorant firewall.
What do I want here? Task major? The task paper iOS app?
No, because here's the problem. Most of the task paper stuff on iOS kind of sucks. So
you use drafts?
Yep.
Drafts or elements. Not elements. Shit, I still call it elements. Drafts editorial. Yeah.
Thanks for your service, Justin Williams. How's he doing? He's still around?
Mine is still called elements, Alex.
So is mine. Yep. Because I don't know. Do you have this? This might be a whole other show, but this is one of those things that kind of makes me nostalgic. And I'm finding now that there are little pieces in like my tech world workflow that it's like just little. It's not that I haven't updated them. It's just like little ways I name things.
You would never even think to remember that they are there in most cases.
Right. Yeah.
I have tons of those. Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
I agree. I wanted to show somebody a photo of something that I knew was from the early 2000s, but not exactly. I knew it was between like 2001, 2003. So I opened up my phone and was like, flucka, 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 flucka. And it's so amazing to go back 16 years in your life and you find these photos of things you completely forget about.
Can I show you? I have a great one of these.
Is it a trick? Is it
open up your photos
app. God.
And go to albums and then go to screenshots.
Oh, Lord.
I love doing this, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm there. Okay, albums. I'm clicking. Albums. And I got...
Here we go. Here's the good shit.
I got a feeling I'm going to see some forestall in here. Oh, doctor.
Oh, love some.
Love so much forestall. Mm-hmm. So it's called screen.
It's go in the bottom in the proceed albums and then all the way down. All the way down. All the way. And then
screenshots. Yeah. Okay, screenshots.
Woo, 5,000 screenshots. Look at that.
Oldest one.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's some matching. We're trying to get John Roderick to sing a song and see if this app could figure it out. Oh, PasteBot. Oh, Alex, I got to send you some of these.
Oh, I miss PasteBot.
Look at that baby. PasteBot. I still use PasteBot on the Mac OS. Okay, I'll send you my oldest one. My oldest one. Oof. Yeah, here's my PasteBot. Wow, this is really exciting for our listeners. Hey! Should we do a better transition than that?
I...
good challenge.
Yay! What? You know what? Listen, I know people are listening to this and they probably want to see the oldest screenshot on our phone. And here's how you're going to do that. The thing is, everybody, you have money and we want your money. And if you just go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com, you can become a supporting member of Dubai Friday. You can join such illustrious sponsors as the Catherine T. and John D. MacArthur Foundation, supporting more just, green, and
verdant,
peaceful world. And you can become a patron of Dubai Friday. What do you get for that, other than the good feeling of making the world a more just, green, and verdant place? You get, well, we record a whole second episode every week. It's our after show. And that is available only for the paying members, the good paying members of Dubai Friday. And you can join them at giveusyourfuckingmoney.com. And in the after show, we will all share the oldest screenshot on our phone. Uh-huh. And you can just take a look at that and enjoy that.
That's a good idea.
That's very upsetting.
That's a little lanyap.
C2E2.
You know that word, Merlin?
Yeah, lanyap is a little something extra in New Orleans.
It's a little extra. That's one of the good
ones. Because I'm looking at my phone and cropping a photo of you doesn't mean I'm not listening. I have many, many skills.
That's a great one. Lanyap is one of my favorite words, and I learned another good one. I was hanging out with a former clown, a Ringling Brothers clown.
Was it Gambit?
I was hanging out with Gambit, and he taught me, he said some new service.
Did you say a former rodeo clown?
No, a Ringling, but see, you were fucking listening to me.
I'm cropping your photo. I'm
making a word I'm saying. Okay, I was hanging out with a clown. He used to be a Ringling Brothers clown. He was a clown.
So it's different from a rodeo?
Yeah, it's a real clown.
Is it like being a Marine, where there's no such thing as a retired Marine?
Okay, he was also a Marine.
Thank you for your time.
He was also a Marine.
Hong Kong.
I didn't watch my buddies die face down in a tiny car to put up with this shit.
Hong Kong.
Semper Fi. Hong Kong. I'm Marini. I'm Marini the clown. Never leave a man behind. Come on, Waddles.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy.
So if you're in the carnival and you want a little extra cash,
if you're in the carnival,
you can do extra work. Mm-hmm. So like you can clean shit up or run cables or whatever. And if you get that extra work, do you know what that's called?
No.
Cherry pie.
Cherry pie.
Okay.
Let me call
cherry
pie.
Cherry pie.
Yeah, I'm looking for some cherry pie.
You want to pick up a little bit of extra circus dough?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. It's a great word.
Yeah.
They say.
Hey, send me your good words, everybody. If you're sitting on a cherry pie.
If you're a pilot or a retired Marine clown.
Yeah, get in touch.
Tell us about the lingo, the inside stories. Whatever did happen to Mr. Bubbles? How even do you get all that seltzer?
I don't want to say what happened to Mr. Bubbles.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
I don't want to get into it, but do you know what fragging is?
If your clown's a second lieutenant, yeah. You just came here out of clown West Point.
He graduated. Listen, folks, we don't like this guy.
Get in those tunnels.
Graduated last in his class.
Anyway.
Why am I feeling sad for this clown?
It's hard to be a clown.
Oh, I bet.
It's a hard knock clown. Doo-doo. Challenge.
Challenge.
This week the challenge was Max Temkin's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, my challenge was I needed a layup this week because I was traveling, and so the challenge was go see the film Captain Marvel.
Yep.
I saw it with Veronica on, I think we saw it on opening night actually.
Really?
And we saw it on a nice big IMAX screen, and I remembered my glasses, and I liked it. I thought it was great. I thought possibly because I remembered my glasses, I thought it was one of the best looking Marvel movies. I just thought it looked really.
I brought mine too with the broken off arm.
And but it sort of dangled off your face at a 45-degree angle.
I love you. support the clowns.
Basically, even though I like this movie, even though it had a female protagonist, I liked it despite that.
I was very brave of you.
Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed it. Can we do like barely any spoilers?
Oh, I think we can do spoilers, don't you? How else are we going to do?
Spoilers!
We're not going to ruin the movie so much that you won't enjoy it,
yes.
In my opinion, but you might learn something.
To talk about the problem that a lot of people have with this movie, which I will not fucking hear, but to talk about the problem, one of the problems people have with this movie, it will be necessary to talk a little bit about the way this story is structured.
Yes, agreed.
Because I did not know that I wasn't supposed to like this movie until I heard people talk about the problems. Do you know about the problems, Alex?
I've avoided all.
Troubled production?
No, actually, I don't.
So, you know, go see Captain Marvel. You know what? I will not abide it. I fucking loved this movie. Yep. And if you don't like it, that's fine. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Oh,
sorry.
My God. No, you're going to do that, aren't you?
Yeah, I had some feelings.
I like the movie. I don't know. It's interesting. I've avoided. From I don't know anything about this movie other than I went and saw it and made me feel happy. I thought
it's an honest to God legit superhero movie.
Yeah, I thought structurally, I really liked the way they told the story in this movie, and I thought that it was a structurally more complex movie. Like Marvel, one of the biggest problems with these Marvel films is they have this three act structure that is so predictable. I could hit the beats with my eyes closed.
Even the best one of them is going to have a CGI fight him up in the third act.
And just the way, I don't know, like I'm just so tired of the rhythm of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was really refreshing. Like I really was surprised.
She's just flatly likable too. Like, Brie Larson is so likable.
There were big sections of this movie where I genuinely did not know what was going to happen next. And I really mm-hmm. can't say that about almost any other Marvel movie that I've seen recently. I loved it. I thought it was very fun. And there is a big plot twist involving the big meta story.
There's a couple mix-em-ups with the plot where, like, if you didn't know what was... I think we should explore... Alex, help us understand what... So you didn't like it. Let me ask you this. Before... Okay, so straight up...
Because women can't be superheroes? I mean, you can say this is a safe space. You can hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's a safe spot. Didn't like the women superheroes. I did not like the color palette. I thought the story structure was the same as every Marvel movie. I was not invested in the like alien refugees. I didn't buy like any of the it was really weird. It felt like a movie. I think you say this. It felt like a movie by a committee. And Brie Larson is fucking amazing, but she sure did not have a lot to work with. And that really bummed me out. And I think, I don't know, I thought the battle scenes were harder to follow than any Marvel movie in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought
that's true.
The color palette, I just was really, and I went to...
You know, there's that final big fight on the space station, and I will say I was fully confused. I didn't know where...
The I'm Just a Girl fight?
I'm Just a Girl fight?
Where they're playing the...
Great soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah, I was fully confused. I didn't know...
Because they've already done the big reveal of her fire hands and the big explosion of power, which I loved. But then it comes back, and it's a pretty quotidian, like, fight. And then she's already kind of won, and then they do it again.
Did you spatially know where anyone was?
Not really.
To anyone else in that fight?
It was no Dunkirk, yeah. Okay, Alex.
I truly did not understand the stakes of this film. Like, I sort of did because I knew about that's the other thing. You need to know a lot of lore. This is not a movie anybody can walk into and know what is happening.
The Kree and Skrull stuff is pretty nerdy.
I've never heard the word Kree or Skrull in my life.
But you got that there. Hatfields and McCoys.
The only thing I was very confused about was why some of the Kree were blue and some of them were human.
I agree.
Why was Jude Law like a human and then Mar-Vell was a human? I did not understand that. I got it by the end. I was like, I guess some of them look like humans, but I didn't understand why. Was that just so they could make you wonder if Brie Larson?
I don't know the answer to that.
You're not.
Well, okay.
Why was the cat there? I'm not being.
Whoa.
I loved the cat. What was the perfect purpose?
So they're toying with you. They have these long lingering shots of the cat, and you know they're telling you visually. This cat's important. This cat's important.
No,
cat
I know
them.
That. Like,
and you're
but
thinking the whole time, you're like, it's a Skrull. It's a Skrull. Don't take it with you. It's a Skrull. It's a Skrull.
And like, why does he keep, why is that guy so scared of a cat? That's funny.
Yeah, it was a great, and they're building it up and building it up and building it up. And then they do a little switcheroo. And it was genuinely delightful and surprising. I had no fucking clue that was going to happen.
But why is that cat there to help them? That is what I can't.
They took me from the base. It was in the military.
It belonged to Annette Bening. It was an Annette Bening's cat. So that she brought the Flurkin with her.
Got
from
it.
Wherever she's from.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, but that movie did not age well.
American Beauty?
No,
oh, wow.
I don't understand what could go wrong. You got a high school student in Rosebuds, and you got Kevin Spacey. So
plastic bag flown in the wind.
That is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Most beautiful thing.
My wife and I still say that every time a bag blows by.
Same.
So two things. One, a great, when you talk about the color palette and the way things looked, one of my favorite descriptions of this was on Culture Gab Fest. Julia Turner said, she's trying to describe, I didn't like the beginning and the way that it looked. And she was like, it's sort of like, you know that stuff that's on a lottery scratch-off ticket? It's like you were watching the movie through that.
Yes.
And then I saw it and I couldn't unsee it. It looked like hundreds of people had scratched off lottery tickets and it was floating in space.
It felt like playing Mass Effect in college on a really shitty like monitor where everything, I don't know. I went in with sort of neutral expectations, other than I love Brie Larson. I know there's going to be an alien cat. Really liked what they did with Nick Fury and Agent Coleman. The guy who dies and then doesn't.
Coltman? Coulter.
Anne, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm.
Agent Coulter. Okay.
But I like, there are moments that I really love, but this. I wish this film had a true director. I wish that this film had. It felt like there was no agency.
It felt, and again. Now I'm cribbing from other things that I've heard. But here's the thing, and I'm going to be honest. People can like and not like other things. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie 1,000 times more than I thought I would. Even though I'm very invested in the character and I like the comic, like I was ready hearing everything about this. I was ready to not like this. And instead, I really did like it. Now, with that said, like this is going to be one of my gimmies. You know what I mean? This is one of my, like, you know what? If you don't like it, that's fine. I don't want to argue. No, this is not about you. But like, I'm not going to like defend this movie. With that said, like, I'm not reading a lot of the details on what went wrong. But have you heard things about what went wrong, Alex? Like why it was structured the way that it was?
No.
I feel like I've heard, I hope I'm getting this right, but basically it was to have been a conventionally told timeline story about a woman who's a pilot that goes into this thing and like there's a crash and then she gets superpowers and then she comes back to Earth. And apparently part of the troubled production or the way they needed to speed this up was like, I guess something got botched and they had to speed things up and they needed to make it a flashback and then add a bunch of stuff. Like, vet me on this, but this is what I've heard. Why it's told in that wackadoo way so much was not to like trip you up and go, oh my God, Jude Law. It was more like that there were problems with, you know, there's shots where she's walking around and it looks like a Quinn Martin production from 1977. There's scenes where you're like, wow, that was the lighting for that. Like that was really abrupt. You know, that was what you got in that one day. And so anyway, has anybody else heard anything about this?
I heard that it happened, but I didn't want to like color my feelings about the film going in. Kind of like how I knew that the first Avengers got really fucked up, and then I felt like I was too generous with it because it's not that great.
That is a director commentary you do not want to miss. That's a very good director.
Yeah, I've seen it. Woo, or heard it.
Yes. The entire thing is basically Joss Whedon going, ugh. We had a day and a half to shoot this. If we'd had more money and time, this would have looked so good. Like the entire thing is just budgetary and time constraints. And why it's like basically the entire movie was shot in a warehouse in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And like everything in it like was, you know, oh, that's as good as the Chitauri space motorcycle could look given what we had.
Huh. Mm-hmm. I've developed some experience. Like I figured out how to enjoy Marvel movies, which is...
You got to shut off certain parts of your...
Well, okay, so to me, I think the best experience with a Marvel movie is seeing it the first time in a theater and being surprised by what happens. And
agreed.
The marketing for these movies is so aggressive and the trailers are so thirsty to get you to see them that they give everything away so that you can't be surprised. And I think these movies are not so deep that after you sort of know the big beats of the movie and the ideas and the art direction and stuff that you're like, there's a ton more to chew on.
Yeah.
That's kind of all there is. So you can, to me, the right way to get these movies, you got to go in fresh and you just let it wash over and you're like, holy shit, that's a cool
that's
world.
Super true, especially of Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
I cannot
think about Avengers movies too much or my brain breaks. I'm like, this is like a 2.5 hour long trailer for something better.
Yeah, there's not enough substance to almost any of these movies that you want to like.
Well, they have like 15 or 20 named characters in it. Like right. It's mm-hmm, nuts.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it relies so heavily on what you know about this dumb thing, but don't think too much about it because it's not exactly like the comic. And like that's been my problem. That was one of my problems with Infinity War. It was more like a, I don't know. It was. Yeah, you're right. You gotta let it wash over.
So I've adopted the full media blackout. I like don't watch the trailers. I don't consume any information about the films. I certainly don't want to know. But in all of these movies, there's usually like a few iconic shots or moments where it's like, oh, that's like the big visual thing, and you're just like, fuck yeah, like that's the when the Avengers like do their big pose or whatever.
That's
they
a, show that in the trailer, yeah.
And it's better if you don't know it's coming.
Well, it's like when Hulk comes through the wall in the Ragnarok trailer. It's like that's great for the trailer, but that would, as many people have pointed out, that would have been a so much more fun. Like you had no idea this was coming if Hulk mm-hmm. appeared and you had no idea he was in the movie.
I did not know, and it was wonderful.
Yes.
Loved it.
Even if you don't mm-hmm. know the Planet yeah. Sue, if you don't know the Planet Hulk storyline, it's still a great bit.
So mm-hmm. I'm not a very spoiler sensitive person. I think most good media can hold up to being spoiled, and there's enough there to enjoy that it doesn't matter if you're spoiled or not. If the best thing about a movie is a little surprise that you don't know, then how good of a movie is it? But I do think the Marvel movies are not so great that they don't withstand that. Like it is better if you just go in fresh. You don't know what the fuck is going on. I didn't know a thing about Captain Marvel. I was totally surprised. I liked all of it. I didn't notice any of these problems, and I really enjoyed. I like the timeline stuff. And mm-hmm. one thing, like I did know, like the Air Force stuff was in there, and I thought it was going to be like Top Gun. Like I thought there was going to be a lot of Air Force like origin story stuff.
I wanted more of that. I wanted less space, and normally I always want the space stuff, but
the whole like, oh gosh, Carol realizes that she's human. That whole thing with talking to Maria like happens so fast, and then it's supposed to
yep.
be like, oh, okay,
yep.
So this is what we're doing. And like if that had like 7 minutes of bonding over air stuff as two women, you know, in the Air Force or whatever, it would have made more sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I and that's how Goose got his name because of Top Gun.
Yeah. I will, my one thing was that made me really happy is I did come out of there caring about the characters enough that it made me instantly go out and get the comics. By go out, I mean do some tappy taps on my phone to
yeah.
buy it. But I was like, I want more of this character. I want more of this story because it felt like a movie for maybe people who are fans of Captain Marvel really, really enjoyed it. But I don't, it's not that I don't think that makes a bad film. It's just definitely a film like for certain people, and sometimes mm-hmm. I like that. Like,
did you end up looking at the comics then?
Oh, I did like a quick flip through. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous art, but I haven't read anything yet.
Some of the I like the artists that they chose, but like she's a really fun character, and Kellyanne does this, or Kelly Sue rather, does this like pretty remarkable thing with that character. You know, at Marvel, you don't make any extra dough for bringing a character for making a character interesting. The only way you make mm-hmm, any serious
right.
money at Marvel is to like invent a character, which they generally don't let you do.
Right.
So she's taken this character that was mostly just like a foxy chick in the 70s who's had, mm-hmm. you know, she's super powerful and whatever. She suffers from that overpowered thing, even in the comics. But like in this case, making it about like, and you know, Kelly Sue has family that's been, I think, specifically in the Air Force, and she's very interested in veterans and flying and stuff like that. And she really brings that to the comic, like to the character, which gives it this whole new angle that, you know, led to the whole like Carol Corps thing. Like the number of people who got behind this character, this phenomenon of this comic that did not sell surpassingly well, but it sold deep amongst the people who cared about mm-hmm. it and like spawned an entire kind of, not cult, but like an entire like whole thing about, you know, the cosplay and craft community around Captain Marvel was way outsized to the number of books that it sold every month. And there's actually a really good article about this that I'm struggling to find. But yeah, so that's where that came from. But yeah, the art is pretty beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really don't want to be a karma suck about this movie, and I'm really glad that people are enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also super confused what, I mean, I guess I'm not confused, but like the anger around this movie and this from like a bunch of Nazis, like there's very, I guess I appreciated it, this, there's very little talk of like, oh, she's a woman, because the aliens, like, they don't like have gender, and so it's like, yeah, whatever. There's a brief mention of like, yeah, women in the Air Force,
she's,
da-da-da.
She like towers over Jude Law, and he's like, fight me, argue with me, and she's like, I have nothing to prove, and that was a little, I felt like, all right, I get it.
It was a lot of the same familiar arguments we got about Rey.
I got it.
About Rey in the Star Wars movie, which is like, psh.
I thought it was even less, though, and I'm like, why?
No, just the whole, like, well, yeah, look, she's got these huge Jedi powers, and like, blah, blah, blah. And in this case, it's like, she would never be able to beat up that dude. And it's like, really? In a comic movie?
She almost beat him up in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. So why? I don't understand.
Well, at that point in the movie, God, it's so confusing.
And then she took her little,
she already had her magic powers at that
took
point,
her
though.
Brain restrictor out.
Yeah, right. She was chipped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
Oh, and what's the artificial intelligence called? Like the Great Knowledge or something? The Great.
Okay, that was weak. That was super weak. That was so weak and confused. It's like, okay, we've got Annette Bening for 3 days. Let's like use her for these things.
Yeah.
I really get the feeling she was called back in for something there, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
But also, is that part of Marvel lore, or is this just for the...
Not the Great Intelligence. That's Doctor Who. What was she called?
Oh, right.
Great Intelligence is in that one episode with Richard E. Grant with the snowmen. That's a very good episode, Alex. You ever seen that one?
Yeah,
you didn't like the snowman with the lady in the pond? Get it? Pond? River?
Yeah, river? Melody?
Get it? Melody? There's no word in Polish for song? I've always been your family. God, that shit is stupid, and I love it so much. I cry.
It.
I think. Where's he from? Tralfamador? I think about the Gallifrey cradle. I think about it, and I just start getting weepy.
In the Dalek, you travel through time.
He flips his scarf.